Hello everyone, this is Lucas here with my friend Jen, and this is The Creative Talk.
This is the first ever project between me and my friend here, Lucas. And our aim is really about, you know, helping out. You know, man, my dream is, like we talk about this, my dream is to have an avenue like this that we can share, listen to stories, you know, talk to different creators, different designers, different businessmen, and to just listen about their stories, to know their creative journey, and just give them the spotlight. I'm from a country that there's a lot of designers, there's a lot of artists, but they was not given, you know, proper opportunity or aid or help for them to reach their goals. Some of them just forget about their dreams. Some of them, you know, change career. And I was in that same situation, bro. You don't know this, but I took up fine arts, major in advertising. That's why I'm in branding. But after that, bro, I was a PA, like a production assistant. Because back then, the cameras have, they have these big cameras and, you know, the wires.
So, yeah.
So when we do a commercial, I was the guy who was like holding the cables. There you go, the cables.
Yeah.
And then
I always wondered, why is there a guy just to hold the cables?
No, because in a commercial shoot, well, in the studio we don't do that. But when you go outside, like you do a outdoor shoot, sometimes you go around, you move. And the cable just, you know, starts to tangle around, like, and it messes up everything. So that's a hazard issue. So before, okay, there's guys who get hired just to, you know, hold it properly, try to check if it's safe or something like that. So I was in that position before, and then slowly climbing up the ladder, slowly learning, and then I became a video editor, you know, and then, you know, the rest is history. So being in this position right now and doing what I want, having more clients and, you know, coaching, helping out, I really want to help out. There's a lot of artists out there, there's a lot of designers just like us, who really needs an avenue for them to get heard.
I feel the same. Like, I come from Brazil. I live in Portugal right now, but I come from Brazil. And Brazil is a country where everyone, when they have nothing to do, they become designers. And they fail everything, they become designers. Because everyone thinks that being a designer is such an easy thing as, okay, let's learn Photoshop and Illustrator, and bam, I'm a designer. But it doesn't work like this at all, you know? So I know this because I started because of this. I started because I saw an opportunity with the business of my parents, as I already talked to you in the last recording that we made. I started working with my parents and I had no guidance. I just searched on things on the internet. I now use like Illustrator and Photoshop because I think those are the best software to work right now as a graphic designer, and I used to use CorelDRAW because I went to the internet and searched for what kind of software they use, and then CorelDRAW. Okay, so let's learn the first thing that appeared on my face. So I learned CorelDRAW, and I worked like 6 years with it. And yeah, man, the road of being a self-taught designer, it's very hard because school helps you in a special thing. Many people say you don't need school to be a graphic designer, and I agree, but school helps a lot. And why is it?
Of course, yeah.
It's because they tell you what you need to learn to be a graphic designer.
Exactly.
Instead of you just like searching for random stuff on the internet and trying to discover for yourself what should I learn, you can learn, but you don't know what you need to learn to be a graphic designer. And in my posts, in my carousels, the main goal is what should people learn? What's the path to learn to be a graphic designer? Mm. Being for packaging, for whatever, flyers, carousel posting, And Carousel is such an amazing way to host the content because you have 10 slides to teach something. It's not a huge amount of space. Many people tend to fill it up with lots of text and end up with bad engagement because people don't like to spend like more than 2 or 3 minutes per post when it comes to carousels. So every single post that I create, I think for myself, what the 15-year-old Lucas would appreciate to read and what would help me to get where I am faster. Mm-hmm. Taking all that garbage that I learned along the way and getting it to the point. Mm-hmm. What do I need to learn to be where I am now? Knowing lots of things about design, how to create different stuff, what are the set of skills that I need to have to be a good graphic designer. So this is why I create the page in the first place, to help people to not waste time like I did in my last 11 years of graphic design.
And I'm sure, man, I'm sure that a lot of our viewers, a lot of, you know, people that will be watching us or listening to us will find your tips, your insights very, very helpful for them. Because like I've said earlier, I'm a fan of your work, man. The carousels that you made, the content. Well, you can put it in category. Like if I will curate that, I will set aside design, and then I will set aside the intention, and then I will set aside the content. The design, it's the aesthetic value of how you create something. And then the content, obviously, in carousels, it's a source of learning, right? So there's substance in it. For me, I believe when you go through those slides, you are unveiling learning after learning after learning, right? So that's design, that's content. And the third one, actually, it's the first one, is the intent. What is the intention? Because in, you know, in visual arts, the intention always comes before content. Why are you creating such thing? What is, you know, what is playing around in your mind and in your heart, the reason why you created something? Who is it for? What is it for? What is the function of it? So I think that's why your carousels are so strong. It's because, like, knowing you, man, the intention is always to share. The intention is always to show learning in a way that it's so smooth.